after there's been a big sell-off on overseas markets, with the Dow Jones Industrial Average falling more than 300 points, wiping out the gains for the year. Analysts say the pessimism was due to worries over when the US Federal Reserve will move to raise those interest rates. So let's take a look at the markets, and US stocks have closed more than 1.5% lower at a one-month low, pressured by a surge in the dollar and some weakness in oil as well. The Dow closed in the red, and so did the S&P 500, breaching its 50-day moving average, which is an indicator of that market trend, as you can see red across the board there. Only the Nasdaq held on to gains of 2.61% for the year. In London, the FTSE also suffered its biggest decline so far this year, falling 2.5%. Let's look at commodity prices now. West Texas crude is trading at $48 a barrel. Tapis is at $59 a barrel. And gold is at $1,161 an ounce. While in currencies, the US dollar advanced more than 1% to 12-year highs as the euro fell below $1.07. That's also part of the reason why those markets in the US were in the red. The Australian dollar is buying 76 US cents, 71 euro cents and 50 pence sterling. New Zealand has moved to reassure customers that Fonterra dairy products are safe after the company was sent letters threatening to poison its milk formula with the pesticide 1080. Fonterra is Australia's second largest dairy processor and the world's largest dairy exporter. It received anonymous letters in November along with sachets of contaminated product as part of a campaign to stop the use of the agricultural pesticide. The threats forced Fonterra to stop trade on the Australia and New Zealand Stock Exchange yesterday.